Complacency. The word complacency means nothing but self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. It's a position of the heart where you're just satisfied with your current position without knowing its possible threats. Often people who are complacent realize their mistakes after they get messed up because they were too ignorant to be intentional about their life's responsibilities. The word complacency is very relevant in our spiritual life. Sometimes we fail to understand that we are in a spiritual danger zone because of complacency. It's essential in our spiritual life often to pause for some time and analyze our relationship status with Christ. The Christian life is not something you stay idle after you're saved, but it's a constant process to grow more in Christ daily. And what keeps you from growing in Christ? An attitude of complacency. One reason we feel so much dry in the Christian life is that we're just satisfied with what God did in the past days of our lives and are ignorant to seek His face daily. You can never run today's Christian life with yesterday's prayer, but you must surrender to God every day and seek His face daily with a radical passion for knowing and growing in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God wants us to rejoice and pray without ceasing, not only in reasonable circumstances, but in all circumstances, regardless of good and bad. Are you living a complacent Christian life where you're satisfied with the routine prayers and reading the Bible as part of your so-called daily routine? I encourage you to be intentional with your relationship with Christ. Ask the Lord to have that burning passion for getting closer to the Lord daily. He doesn't want you to lead a miserable Christian life thinking about the past miracles God has done for you. God is not disabled to touch you with His new strength and joy. And it's just that you need to come out of your complacency and seek His face every day. God never disappoints anyone who seeks Him intentionally with a passion for getting closer to His presence more and more in daily life. I want to leave you with this word from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." Thank you for tuning into EGM Inspirations. Engage, inspire.